Mike, good morning. This is Bob Saar here in Pierre, and Commissioners Hansen and Johnson are on the phone line.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. So right now, Mr. Best, if we went ahead and approved the motion, that would be in compliance with the change of staff requested to go to the single block of 1,000 numbers?
Yes, that would allow the Quest to get from the number pooling administrator a single block of 1,000 numbers.
Thank you. Ms. Wiest.
Is it because Quest's customer needs a contiguous block of numbers? Is that the reason why they need these numbers?
They want the numbers available for rollover for the call center.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from staff?
No.
Any questions or comments from commissioners?
I would have one question of Ms. Wiest. Are you satisfied, this is Gary Hansen. Are you satisfied that the documentation exists, the standard from the FCC?
And maybe the staff could, I believe that, Harlan, did you state that it was for the call center in Sioux Falls? I read through the FCC's order, and they stated that, you know, the commission should ask for documentation of the specific customer request.
That staff did request that information from Quest, and the letter came in via email from Larry Toll of Quest Corporation, and the letter is on Quest letterhead. It is not dated or signed, but it was my understanding that that was the letter that Quest Corporation received from its customer requesting the, in this case it was 2,000 block numbers, which the customer has now reduced to 1,000 block number.
And why did they reduce it to 1,000 block number? Is it based on your further questioning of them?
I requested that I could not under. Well, I sent an email to Mr. Whaley on March 30th just asking why the customer would need so many numbers when they were only going to have approximately 250 agents. Having 2,000 numbers seems like an extreme number for only 250 agent positions. And Mr. Whaley went back to the customer, and the customer agreed that they would only need 1,000 numbers, with the understanding that if the business expanded at the rate that they thought that they would come back and to Quest Corporation and request another block of numbers.
And another question, the FCC's order was whether it exceeds Quest's available inventory, or is it because they want contiguous numbers? Do you know, or can Quest answer that?
Mr. Whaley, do you know the answer to that?
Yes, I do. In this particular case, the customer's request for consecutive numbers cannot be met from our existing inventory of numbers, and we can't provide them with a full block of 1,000 vacant numbers in any of the NXXs that we have in those switches that serve that area.
Based on that, I believe that Quest has met the FCC's requirements and that the commission should grant the request.
Thank you very much, Roland. Mm-hmm. I don't have any other further questions.
Commissioner Johnson?
No questions at this time. Thanks.
Any further comments from Quest?
No, sir. We just appreciate the consideration.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the assistance on answering the questions. Obviously, this is something that's of great importance to Sioux Falls in South Dakota, seeing this call center go forward. And it certainly appears that the Quest has met any burdens that they have had to meet So with that in mind, I will go ahead and move that we grant the waiver of the FCC's MTE threshold requirements.
I'll second.
Hanson concurs.
Thank you very much. And seeing nothing else on the agenda of the ad hoc meeting, we'll be adjourned.
Commissioners?
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Yes, Melissa?